Okay, this is the Bay Steadles band here. No, Fleet Street March. Bells, you need to be with your conductor. Try to look up. Your pickup note, guitar, it's not uniform, and you need to address that. Guitar, I have a cornet sticking out all the time. As I listen to your band, I kind of hear a band sound, but the dynamics are all the same. I mean, if your cornets are loud, your trombones are loud, your flutes are loud, everybody's loud. There's no distinction between the accompaniment and the melodic line. I see three tubas, but I don't hear a tuba sound. And again, I'm hearing, I don't hear any kind of sound coming out of your clarinets, flutes, saxophones. Here on your quiet woodwind, I'm lacking a lot for balance and finding out what's going on. You can hear the difference of accompaniment and the melodic line. Okay, here we go. Now all your woodwinds are kind. Your melodic line is hidden. I don't know what the melodic line is. Everything is just running together from one voice to the other. I'd like to hear, where is the melody line? Where is the accompaniment line? They cannot be run together. Okay, to me, everything was just run together. And musically, I would like to hear the distinction between your melodic lines, your accompaniment lines, your primary lines, your secondary lines, your bass line. I could not hear your tubas at all. Everything just sounded of every... It just sounded like... Every line was the same as far as like dynamic level. I couldn't distinguish where your melodic line was and where your accompaniment line was, where your bass line was, and then, you know, that kind of thing. I think that maybe some attention needs to be paid to that so that we can know what is going on with the various lines. They seem to all be of the same importance, and I don't think that should be the case. I think that there's melodic lines and accompaniment lines, and we need to pay attention to where they fit. Okay, here we go with the strength, Serengeti Dreams. Okay, this should be real majestic, real nice. We'll start together. Let's go. Okay, there was no crescendo. I would separate more ta 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 ti, be more definite. Ti ti ti. You need to get from measure to measure together. And here we went. We had a double forte, a crescendo to double forte. Kind of never got there. Our balances are not, we're not like very good on our long notes. I think it should be a little more flowing if you're going to want to do it in two like that. Shape, do more shaping of the notes. Okay, again, I think that better shaping of musical phrasing should be happening. Nice and easy, and do your crescendos so that they can be a little more effective. Do a little bit more of it. Again, I think the tune needs to have cleaning up of parts. Not that the kids can't play the parts. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying we just need to find out where it is that they belong as sections, as far as the overall balance of the song and of the music. How are we going to phrase it? How are we going to crescendo together? How far are we going to crescendo together? All those things need to really be addressed with this tune that has so many of those things. And nice definition to starts of your notes. Starts meaning tonguing, how they tongue the beginning of notes. Those basic fundamentals that need to be addressed here, that I would think. I have questions about balancing, like towards the very end of that last selection. The balance of your chords would help your band so much more, because you've got good instrumentation, but they don't seem to addressing that very well with the band. Now, phrase it, okay, they need the little melodic line, dee da dee, copy it, dee da, and then dee da da, all of those, they need to be kind of like they need to be the styled the same way, because they are made that way. Okay, now you hear it. Again, everything needs to fit like a puzzle. You come in from one line and into the other, it cannot be ti ti ta ti ta 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 ti ta 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 ta, you know, that kind of thing. It needs to fit ti ta ti ta ti ti ta ti. And then you have your low brass here. Okay, no saxophone, just like what the flutes did at 47. You need to copy that. French horns need to copy. 51, trombones need to copy. At 52, trombones need to continue copying. The way you kind of started at 47 on the flutes, everything needs. Yeah, the idea started back at 47, and everybody was a little bit different. You have ti ti da ti da ta di ti da ti da ti da, and it cascades. It kind of cascades. Okay, now here, now it says for here at the very end, it's fading, and you have the same thing coming back at 67. Toro di ti da da. Then it kind of has your wind chimes, and your clarinets are still holding, maintaining good quality and good control. And then you have your trumpet do a little duet. Do di ti to off into the ch, and it needs to go into that. Okay, so again, I think that importance needs to be given to the different parts of the band. Balance is a big issue for me with a band, and styles. If you do one style with your flutes and then it's repeated in other instruments, the style needs to be the same, the phrasing needs to be the same. It can't be different. So I am saying that you need to address these things, and I think that it'll be okay. To me, it's not a matter of speed. You know that you have to go at 100 or at 1,000 or whatever. It's not that important to me. But if you're going at a halfway decent speed and you're doing things the same, you're addressing the thing, the thematic idea that was started at a certain place, and it reverts to other instruments, then they need to be the same. And so again, it really that's what really bothered me throughout the whole selection. And then your second selection, everybody just seemed to be playing like at full force, and your march was basically the same way. I think you need to find out. Well, I think you know where the ideas are. I think it's just a matter of you balancing your band and balancing the music. What is important? What is not so important? Where do they belong in the scope of the tonality of the band? Where is the melodic line? Where is the accompaniment line? Where is the counter line, or whatever you want to call it? Those need to come through, but with your band, it seems like every line of music, it has the same value, has the same weight, has, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't think that that's the case. It should have the same value artistically, and I'm saying that in the fact that, you know, the way you phrase the one idea, when it comes back in another instrument, it should be phrased the same way or tongued the same way. So I think that this band has a lot of those issues that need to be addressed. And again, I hope that I've helped you with this, and I hope by saying this, and I hope that it can be fixed, because you seem to have a very good band as far as tonalities are concerned, fundamentals are concerned. I mean, the kids can play their instruments. The kids seem to know the fingering, seem to know the notes. That doesn't seem to be a problem. The problem seems to be addressing which lines are important, when, what kind of balance. How are we going to make this song sound pretty? And that guy, how are we going to make it sound nice? You know, and again, the lines have importance. You know, the melodic line, the accompaniment line, the counter melody line, whatever percussion line, whatever it is, they have importance. But with your band, it just seems to be like everybody is just as important and go for it. And I think what I'm telling you, what I'm talking about, needs to be addressed between now and your UIL, or I don't think that you're going to be as successful as you would want to be. I hope that this has helped, and I am not trying to be disrespectful in any way. I'm trying to see if I could offer you some comments that might be helpful to you, so that you can reach the success that you are looking for, and for you and for your kids. Thank you very much.